All right, so what are we drinking this week?
So before my coronation, we had to get one last chance at hen house, you know, with our leaning into a little bit more of our darker side here. If you don't know how we feel about hen house, go listen to our Easter episode. We kind of had a not so great run in last time we were there. But we're here to talk about the beer. Today we haven't been there since, we are drinking the Basso from Hen House. We had it while we were there. I had two of them while we were there, and we tried a bunch of different beers, and I was like, I think I tried a different one, and then I went right back to the other one.
Yeah.
Because I was like, not because the next one that I had was bad, but just because this one is really, really good. It's brewed with Simcoe, Comet, and Citra hops. And it's got a little story behind it. Much like a Basso, this classic West Coast IPA holds depth and complexity that creates the texture of the experience, leading with Simcoe's profound pine needles and grapefruit pith. An astute observer will pick up on the intrigue of Citra and Comet, which lend passion fruit, guava, and white peach flavors.
I don't taste any of that except maybe the white peach. I don't really taste... The fruit is very subtle in that one. It's very dry, which I like.
Yeah, it's really good. I thought it was delicious on tap, and I think it's delicious out of the can. So
yeah.
Cheers to Hen House for a really phenomenal beer. And what was funny was while we were there, it had just released while we were there.
Yeah.
So lots of people were coming out to have it. And people were like, the people were ordering it nonstop, and they were like, man, this one is really good. And the lady behind the bar is like, that's how I feel like it is every time here. As soon as we're like, man, we've got a really good one, we come out with another one, and it's really freaking good, too. And so, and that's true about Hen House. They put out really good, tasty beer all the time. So it's just a shame that
Satan must know how to make beer.
I know. So
just stop. Knock off flirting with the occult and the black arts. Just stop. It's freaking me out.
Yeah, I know.
This is the 666 beer.
And it hurts.
I'm drinking the Mark of the Beast.
Because I at this, I don't know. I don't want to sit there and say that I wouldn't recommend it to somebody when they go to Santa Rosa, but there's warnings that come with it now. You know, you're just like, well, if it's something that you want to avoid or something like that, because of these reasons, then by all means, you know, I'm not going to take a family trip up to Santa Rosa and take my in-laws there.
Yeah, if you're on the more charismatic side, definitely steer clear.
Yeah, for sure.
Pentecostal, you might freak out for sure. I mean, you and I have been very open on the show about not being very spiritual, and even the two of us had gave us the willies the last time. I was just, this is a little too much. So, I don't know. I said I'm not going back.
I just don't lean into that to begin with. So even like Halloween decorations, which some people get really into, I don't really lean into that. So it's not something that I like. If you come over to my house during Halloween, my wife likes to decorate for seasons, but we just have pumpkins and not carved pumpkins. We just have pumpkins. That's
right.
We just have like the fall harvest stuff.
We don't lean into the jack-o'-lanterns or anything either. I don't watch horror movies. Never have.
Me neither.
Don't watch the slasher movies or any of that. Just it's the kind of stuff that just I watched, I think, The Exorcist 2, and I think I maybe watched The Exorcist, and I have no desire to ever watch it again or any of the movies that are now going through where it seems like a possessed nun, I think, is the crux of the series of movies. So and it freaks me out. So I do think there is a side of the world that does exist, and so don't play around with it. But I will admit, by the time it's June and we're going back first to the Sonoma race, I might talk myself and, well, maybe it won't be bad this time. So I don't know. We'll see. If not, we know where to buy it elsewhere in town. I
it's not bad if you sit outside.
Yeah, maybe that's what we'll do. All right, beer number two is from one of our favorite places, Moonlight. We've talked about them a lot and recently. This was another beer we brought back from our younger trip, our pilgrimage. This is the smoked lager.
How do you think they get the smoke flavor in there?
I think I was talking to somebody, maybe Alec or somebody about that.
Oh, what?
The assumption was that they added smoke flavoring, but I don't know it because the flavoring doesn't taste like.
Oh, I thought you would have remembered the conversation.
Oh, I don't remember.
I said a sarcastic comment about, I think that the guy in the back just smoked cigarettes around it. And then,
that's right. That's right.
And then, we did have that. And then the bartender goes, he said something along the lines of, you know, if one were to use their brain, they would probably think that he just added a little bit of liquid smoke and then that was it. And I was like, all right, well.
But does it taste like liquid smoke? Maybe it is, but maybe it's just a better liquid smoke. I mean, it has a smoky flavor, but it almost has like a, almost a coffee flavor too.
Yeah.
On the back. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to be honest. It's not an amazing beer, but it's so unique that I felt like I wanted to get four cans of it, four pack of it. It is pretty tasty, though.
It's funny. That's for sure.
All right. It seems like the smoke, well. Yeah, the smoke flavor kicks in at the end. It just tastes like lager on the front. And then like the last drink I took, I thought, oh, I guess it goes away after a while. No, it then kicked in. All right, so quick commercial break. We're not drinking a new beer, folks. We're drinking one we had, I don't know, whenever you're listening
to this. Yeah, there's a surplus of it in the fridge, so.
And it's hard to, it's very difficult to get.
And very difficult to turn down. So we're drinking Deli by Dingy. By Moonlight Brewing Company.
We're sharing a can. We've been sharing everything tonight. We've been drinking tall boys all night. So it's the Deli by Dingy Double IPA. It's one of our favorites. We get very giddy about it on our drive up in the week going up. Can't wait to have it. So I think we came home with 3-4 packs.
Yeah, 3-4
you bought packs. One, I bought two. So because we get their Moonlight beer, we get 3 types of Moonlight beer, but that's not one of them.
Sometime a year,
we get another one, which is a pale ale or something, which nobody really likes other than me.
We get the Czech Pils and Death and Taxes.
And then we get
occasionally we get Bombay.
Occasionally we get Bombay by Boat. And then in the summertime, we get the one with the orange angel, the pale ale, which is the Helles or something. I think it's the Helles. Which I enjoy in the summer. It's a good summer beer. Low alcohol. But anyway.
Beer. It's the best damn drink in the world.